Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Validate the Messages Within. I'm Claire Braddock. Today was just a beautiful day. I'm over in the western slope of Colorado, Montrose, Colorado. Beautiful, gorgeous weather today. I don't even know how warm it got today. It wasn't too hot, of course. We're just coming into spring, and it wasn't at all cold. We did have a nice breeze and slight wind occasionally, but it was just absolutely gorgeous here. The sun was out all day. The sunset, absolutely amazing. It was like these layers of clouds in a wave, in this wave form. And so when the sun was starting to set, all these different layers of the clouds in this wave form, like a ribbon, with these different colors in like each of the waves of this ribbon looking cloud. It was just beautiful. So I took a few snapshots, posted them on my Facebook. And then I heard this morning, I have a friend that lives out on the other side of Colorado, south of Denver. And I believe he's in Colorado Springs, but it's south either way, south of Denver. And he had to get up early and drive into Denver for work. And he's like, I got to get going. It's snowing really bad. So we've got this beautiful, gorgeous weather here on the southwest side of Colorado. And then on the other side of the divide, continental divide, we've got snow to the point where when I turned on the television this evening to check the national news, ABC National News is specializing a cliff on Denver because of all the terrible snow up there today. So I'm just like, that's just absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. But it was a beautiful day. I posted a video up on my Facebook page. I've got more information up there on how to contact me. Again, I'm Claire Braddock, for those new listening in tonight. I've been doing this work for more so over 20 years now. Past 3 years, I've taken a break and not really changed careers with what I'm doing. I've always been in something that has to do or has a connection with what I do intuitively, psychically, with the spirits, with other people, all of that. But past 3 years, I've been working as a CNA, nursing assistant, and closely involved with the elderly and those that are transitioning into a new cycle of life. So that's been a much-needed break, but I'm back. I'm definitely back. All the links should be on the show page here to Facebook. I don't really use Twitter, to tell you the truth, but there's a Twitter link. But you can click over to my Facebook. You can. There's now a link where you can click over to schedule an appointment. Book a private reading if you're not comfortable having a reading live on the air. That's fine. We can do something privately off air. If you're local in the area, we can do that in person or by phone. And if you're not local, then we can always schedule that by phone, Skype, FaceTime. And there's all kinds of different options. So that's available. And currently, if you go to the link to schedule an appointment, currently right now all payments are optional. So I did get everything set up so that you can go ahead and schedule online to get your appointment in. And at the very bottom of the page, after you fill out all the necessary information to get scheduled, there will be link buttons saying pay now or pay later. You just click pay later and we're good. And it just stays that way. I am just so excited, actually. 3 years ago when I was doing this, and I've got a friend out, she should still be out in New York. I met her through doing this work on the radio years back. She can verify how much trouble I went through, and she was such a blessing and helped me. It's Audrey. Audrey she's still a great friend and helps me out so much. But yeah, I would have Audrey test run so many things with me, because 3 years ago I was trying to get Ustream doing live videos so I could live video stream my radio shows. So I was trying to do Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Ustream, you know, all of it. And Facebook just was not cooperating with me. Facebook did not want to go in the direction that I was trying to go. And now Facebook does live videos, I mean live. Hit the button, and you are streaming live video. And people can join in, watch you live, and chat. And so 3 years later, I'm like, holy cow, yay, finally how I was trying to get everything to work and stream then onto Facebook at the time. And that's when Audrey was helping me out. Can you hear me? Can you see me, Audrey? How's this working? So I'm excited about that. And that's about all. I'm just, it's been a really good day. We've got Ostara, spring equinox. Those energies are, I would say, filtering, but from the information that I've received, it's not going to, if you want to consider it filtering, it's like filtering with without a strainer. More like dumping water out. We're going to have these energies hitting us starting tomorrow. You can probably already feel the energies coming in, and the spring energy, of course, everything, except probably over in Denver, everything being new and starting to get more color, small colors, but except those Denver people right now. But we've got those energies coming in this weekend for the spring equinox. And as a matter of fact, I've got a few girlfriends that are coming over tomorrow to help celebrate and bring in the springtime freshness. We're going to do a few meditations and just really connect not just to each of us that's going to join me tomorrow over here at my house, but we're also going to put out the intention for raising the vibration with the spring energies and all the positive. I'm trying to think of words that the general public can understand. So we're putting out the intention to help raise the vibration of the energies that are coming through for everyone globally as well. It's really exciting. Okay. We're going to take a few callers that are on the listening line tonight. Do a couple readings here. So I've got first on the call line, waiting in line, I've got to figure out if I can pull up. There it goes. Okay.
Hi.
Area code 630. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What can I help look into and answer for you tonight?
Well, I feel like I have been going through some sort of, like, transformation, especially, like, in the last 6 months. And I don't know if you can do just, you know, I was just seeing what, kind of what's coming up for me. I don't know if it can be that general, but just
okay.
Kind of what I'm coming into. Okay.
Okay, so this, you know how you had just said you feel like you've been in transition, transformation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I specifically and shown more, it's going to continue for, well, definitely through the rest of March, you're going to feel strongly of that. The vision I keep being shown is like what people are familiar with, the phoenix rising from the ashes.
Yes.
And then with that, yeah, I get a lot of, it feels like physical death, but it hasn't specifically been physical death, okay? It just feels like this huge grieving process. There's just been so many changes, things that are like, you can't go back to them because they're just not the way they used to be. so that it is similar to a grief process that is part of your transformation and the phoenix rising from the ashes. It also comes through with the vision of like a forest fire where things are just wiped out in this huge, intense, blazing energy in your life. But with that comes new life, new growth. You're following me so far. So what's coming up for you then? You're looking at still, I get 5 to 7 weeks. So like I said, you've got the rest of this month where you're just still like trying to breathe practically. And then come April, over through the month of April, it's going to become a lot easier. But you're not completely out of that. I still get a lot of, it feels like, and what I'm showing to you is like you're being pushed up in, or cornered, backed up into a corner of a wall. And it's just like there's no way to go but to now go forward because you're just backed up against a wall in a corner. So you can't go anywhere but forward. And you're looking at that energy where you're feeling like, okay, it's time. I can do this. I've got to go forward. On April, and then May keeps coming through where there's a significant, and I don't say he is a significant person, it's a male, but a male figure comes through that's going to play a significant role in your life to help things actually bring more peace, harmony, and balance forward in your life come May. I don't know who that guy is, who that male figure is that keeps coming through for that up in May. But he does come through as playing a significant role in your life that really helps you out.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, you have any other questions?
No, I think that's it, really. I really do feel like exactly that, like the phoenix rising from the ashes. And I think, like, everything I'm dealing with, I've been actually feeling very physically. So it's just been, like, just very. So I appreciate it.
I get a lot of memories, childhood memories, memories that aren't, like, recent. Like, this is stuff that you've been going through, thinking about. I also want to say, like, with everything you've gone through, there's been times where you think in your mind, this wasn't how things were supposed to be. This isn't how things were supposed to go.
Yeah.
But that's not, that's your own thoughts. I have those same thoughts with my life at times. And we have to get into, it's almost like a place of absolute surrender.
Yeah.
Where we are completely surrendering everything that we thought we had control of so that the universe can bring into our lives so much better. And I
definitely
do see that.
That's,
anything
no.
else for you, sweetheart?
No, that's it. Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a wonderful rest of your evening. I'll put you back on the listener line.
You too. Happy spring equinox.
Same back to you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Wonderful. And with everything going on for everyone, we all know that saying, there's a time for everything, a season for everything. It is so true. And to the last caller, I do want you to know you're not alone. And I know you know that, but so often when we go into that almost place of despair, it can feel so lonely. So lonely and so, I make up words, I was going to say grievous because you're grieving so sad. But there are so many people that have gone through what each of us individually go through. It's just at times difficult to reach out and know that there are other people there, whether it's just one of your friends or parents or siblings or even sometimes just strangers. You'd be surprised at how many times I've randomly had strangers come up to me themselves and just say a kind word. I'm going to take on the next caller in line. I've got area code 210. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What questions do you have on your mind tonight that I can help look into for you?
Honestly, it's about career.
Okay.
My name's Mike,
by
the way.
You've got a new job contract. It comes to us a new contract. You've got a new offer, new job, new contract. There's something. Tonight seems to be the show about new things. But I see a building and new opportunity when it comes to the work, the career. And in a sense of feeling like you're giving up on one thing, but it's giving up on something that's really good to accept something better.
And
you're not
abandoning one.
I'm sorry? No, go ahead.
I said, do you see like a move also happening?
Not right away. I do see it comes through, because it comes through with this like new building, and I'm not sure, like I said, if I didn't have information on if this is a new house building or a new office building, but there will be that new building, and it's not coming through until mid-April.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, I would be moving, but it's like you said, it would be for something better. Okay. Good. Because I may have a few options, but I'm thinking that the second option may not be as feasible since I have a dog now. It would require a lot of travel, and the first one I'm really hoping for looks like that'll come through.
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything negative. Well, and I say negative, but it would be less than other positives. I'm not seeing anything less than positive or something that's coming through is not as. It just, like, I keep getting the, it's not like you're abandoning anything or giving up, but it is like you have this, like you said, these options of one or another, and there is one that's going to be just as good, if not definitely better. And as for the travel, it actually comes through with good news because you've got more opportunities. With the connection to the travel, there'll be more opportunities to advance.
If I take the traveling job where I would travel places, is that what you're saying?
Right. Mm. Yes, indeed.
I mean, I would
All
rack
right.
up more points on my airline.
What?
I said I would rack up more airline points because it would be constant travel. I don't know if that would get too much for me, you know?
Yeah. True.
So I'll make that decision when it comes. So I'll weigh out the plus and the negative. But either way, new building, yay. It'll be good. Thank you very much.
Everything, and the last, it comes through again to focus on there is that new building. And I, like I said, home or office, but it keeps coming through as new building.
New, but yeah, I'm moving. Okay.
I'm moving. I'm out of here. Okay.
I'm moving. I'm ready. Thank you.
You're ready. All right. I'm going to put you back on the listener line, all right?
Perfect. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Now, I've got quite a few listeners, callers on the line. I know who one of them is, at least, because she's just an amazing woman that does readings herself. I may pull her on. Not yet, though, Ruby. Other listeners, to my understanding, after being taken to school by Ruby, if you would like to be pulled on air, then I'm indicated with that by you pressing 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, it just indicates that you want to stay on the listener line. So, let me see. There we go. Somebody hit their 1. And I don't think I've pulled them on yet. If I have, now I'm all confused because all the lines went switched. And okay, so I'm going to pull on. This is area code 716. 716, you're live on the air.
Hello. My question is that I wanted to know if I have a new career coming up for me, since my job that I'm in right now, I'm feeling really out of place, and it's not a good fit for me.
Okay. The direct answer that I'm shown is yes. Simple question. You want more information, don't you?
Yes, please.
You've been very successful. You've been very, very successful at what you've been doing. When you say it doesn't feel like it's a good match anymore, I'm shown your soul's signature, the signature of your soul, and you're right, it's not vibrating. The job in where you're currently at, you know, that's not at the same soul vibration, okay? I get in your head, you feel like there's, I get the word gossip. Not that you're gossiping, but there's just, it's too much chatter, 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 and it's just like, this is like nonsense. Like gossip can also be
there's a lot of cattiness and gossip and people talking behind their back, and that's not what I'm about or want to be a part of. I pretty much keep to myself and stay out of the drama, but it's hard when you're in that environment.
You're going to be getting out of that and into a new position. And I the energy is showing that whatever this new position is for you, wherever, whatever direction you choose to go in, it's like a promotion. It has a, not that you would be, I mean, you could stay in exactly where you are and be promoted, but I'm not being shown specifically yes or no on that. It's just whatever this new job is, wherever you are transferred to by your choice, the energy is now you've got the opportunity to be more successful because it has a promotion type energy. It's a greater, it's above.
Okay.
Make sense how I'm trying to explain what I'm getting?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I don't know where to place that. And it's with the topic at hand, but I don't know where that specifically would be applied right now. So what else do you want to ask then? Anything else with that or not?
When do you see me being in this new promotion or...
Okay. Beginning of next month. Because I get it's pretty swift. Swift, quick, and soon. Swift, quick, and soon.
That would be awesome.
At the latest, you're looking at, because I got the number one that comes through as the beginning of the month, and it's obviously not going to be January as a big one. So beginning of the month, and then I also am shown the latest. It keeps coming through with June at the very, very latest.
Oh, great. Thank you very much for your help.
I don't know if you can hold on till June because it comes through where it's kind of sort of like the ball's in your court on if you put off transitioning into something different, it would be put off the latest until June.
Okay.
You've got like till then to make a decision what you're going to do, and then this is the way it comes through. If you haven't made a decision, you're going to be removed and put where you're meant to be. And it feels a lot better when you feel like you're in control making the decisions, and you're making the decisions based on the guidance that you're getting intuitively for the direction of your life. Make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay. Back on the listener line. Okay, I think I'm going to pull on, I can't tell who I've talked to yet and who I haven't, so I don't remember. I'm going to pull this mic live on the air and see if I've talked to you. This is area code 360.
Hi, this is Lori.
Lori, I have not pulled you live on the air yet, have I?
No.
Okay, good. I pushed the right button. Lori, welcome to the show tonight.
Thank you.
What do you have on your mind that you want me to look into for you?
I'm having a really serious issue with the landlord here. And, they're trying to increase my rent $100, you know? And,
that's a lot.
Like the neighbor's rent. Huh?
So that's a lot, and, actually.
Yeah, and the neighbor's rent, they increased $15. But mine, they're increasing $100. And then I asked them about that, and they got real belligerent. They told me if I bother the neighbors about it's none of my business what the neighbor's rent increases or isn't. Because one neighbor didn't even get a rent increase, and they lied to me and told me that all the units were going to be charged the same amount, even though some are much bigger, and haven't been paying the same amount. Like, they're telling me all this crap, and then they sent me an email that said, I will not ask any more questions about the rent increase of the neighbors, or I will be evicted. It was like, I don't even have free speech, you know?
Right.
And it's like, the rental market's really bad, and I'm on Section 8 housing.
What happened immediately today? Because I keep being shown there's the guy, there's a male figure that specifically did something, and you're running it over and over and over and over in your head. A little bit more understanding, but dominated by the male figure.
I'm not sure. Yesterday I asked the neighbor about his rent increase, and he said his was only 15, and then the neighbor lady said she didn't get a rent increase letter at all. And then I got that email today from that horrible woman from the realty company telling me that I am not to ask any questions, period, about the neighbor's rent increase. Pardon?
I get apartment complex, but I'm keeping visually shown you're not on ground level.
Well, it's on the first floor. It's a little elevated.
Okay, then this is coming through, though, like, yes, you would be moving, and you'd be moving to a different building or home.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be more like building, but either way, I keep being shown, I see you on, like, a second story. It's not a ground level.
Oh.
Looking out a window.
Okay.
And you have more independence as a woman, being that financially secure, confident woman. Who you are right now in this moment, embrace who it
yeah.
is, but know this is what gives you your most strength, because this is not who you normally are. You're not normally the woman that breaks down at, you don't normally break down at the littlest thing. This is just an accumulated thing that has hit you. And we are coming up
yeah.
on the full moon, so you're going to be more sensitive to your emotions and allowing them to freely flow.
Yeah.
But it keeps coming through that you're by Monday. It's like, get through the weekend, and then by Monday you're in full bloom to be your back to your usual confident, secure self. To fully be able to deal with what's going on. And you're going to have numerous options on where to go.
I will. That's what I'm mainly worried about, is where can I go? You know, there's hardly any options.
There will be options.
Okay.
I keep being shown you're gonna have to choose between these options.
Okay.
It comes through with the symbol that I get. I'm always shown when the old time television where they had the dial, the actual
yeah.
hand dial, and if you remember, channel 3 never came in clearly. You got both 2 and 4 channels.
Yeah.
On channel 3. And you're going to have so many different options that you're going to be tuned in to channel 3, getting numerous channels coming in at once, options to live, and you're going to have to choose one, clearly. And it's therefore you're taking, and it matches your heart. Because I keep being shown you walking towards your heart, and towards your heart, as you walk towards your heart, you are on a second story, or on a, if you're above a ground level looking out a window, happy.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm going to pull on, Ruby.
Thank you.
Don't hang up yet. Don't hang up. Hold on. Okay. Ruby, I'm pulling you on. Okay. Ruby, I'm going to put you
I'm
on
here.
The spot. I'm
it's
putting
right.
you on the spot with Lori. This is Ruby. She does No Ordinary Psychic Radio, and she's also a psychic tarot reader. And so I'm pulling
okay.
her on so that you've got two women standing spiritually and emotionally side by side with you right now.
So a couple of things of information that was coming through to me as I was listening to what's going on, I feel like the reason why some of the your neighbors got, now one of them got no letter and then one of them was only 15 and yours is 100 is because everybody's paying a different base rent. And I know that sounds easy and that's hard to take, but it feels like everybody's rent was based upon their income or based upon their rental, however much it is. And it equals out a certain percentage. Now, $100 does seem a lot of money for just abrupt change all of a sudden. These people, I don't feel like they're there to be your friends. I don't feel like they're going to bake you a cake or they're going to give you a Christmas card. It just feels like they're very cold and unfriendly. This is a very problematic situation with these people. And the fact that you're actually asking questions, or the fact that you're kind of like, in a sense, you're kind of raising a ruckus. You know what I mean? And all you did is simply ask a few questions. That's going to be the way to get you out. Now, there is some, I'm being told or being led to tell you that there's ways for you to look into like some kind of renter's rights or something like that, because they're not doing any of this the right way. And I feel like the bottom line that Clara said is, you know, you need to move on. You need to get yourself set. I know it's really hard, like the money situation, the moving up roughly, but find a way to get out of it, because these people are going to be like this throughout your entire lease or throughout your entire time running through them. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yes, exactly.
I want to be able to say, you know, let me give you some roses and make it sound good, but the reality is I feel like all I'm going to be handing you is sour fish.
Yep. I know,
okay,
they're bad.
And, like, it just feels like, let me see how much money we can get out of you. And it feels like they don't care that they're going to be hurting you financially or monthly, or they're going to be hurting you in that situation. And the only reason why I'm really feeling like you got the email is the scare tactic on their part towards you. And I just, like Claire said, and like I feel like the best thing for you to do is to move on. I could see you in a much more happier place come mid-April through the May timeframe. But it's just, I know it's great. I know you're in the shock factor right now. This is not what you wanted to hear, that it was going to be over and okay, you know. And the bottom line is, it can't be. Your energy is out of whack from them. You were kind of like definitely thrown for a loop here. And they have no, there's no callous here. There's not an ounce of, I feel bad for doing this to you. There's no apology. There's no, they can't just abruptly do it to you like as of April 1st. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, if you cannot afford legal advice, go to a renter's rights. And if you can't afford to do, or, you know, if you can't do that, then the very next thing you should do is just start looking for another place as soon as possible.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm just worried because the rental market's so bad around here. Like, everything's overpriced, out of my price range.
That's true, and that's true here, too. But when you're meant to be in a place, you're going to be in that place.
Okay.
You're facing that, because I've been in similar situations. This was quite a few years back, shortly after I just moved here to where I'm at, in Montrose.
Okay.
And I had a wonderful place, loved it. And out of nowhere, my landlord, I lived in a duplex, and my landlord lived next door. And out of nowhere, he just starts being a shit. Seriously, to the point where I filed a restraining order on him because he was damaging my half of the property. I was like, what the hell? What the hell just happened? Everything was good. And then the next day, and come to find out, he owned the place. So come to find out, it went into foreclosure, and I had no idea. So they were getting ready to move out in the middle of the night. And so I was like, holy shit, my home is going up for auction tomorrow. I have a place. You know, I had five swipes like you were, and it wasn't the Hilton Inn or some mansion, but out of nowhere, perfect rent, perfect neighborhood, larger place. I was in a one bedroom with my son, so I gave my son the one bedroom, and I was sleeping on the couch when I first moved here. But he was little anyway, so I'm like, doesn't matter, single parent. But this devastation hit me. And spirit, the universe, you know, nothing's available. And when I need something the very next day, something shows up that's better than what I had.
Wow.
And that's what's going to happen for you. You have to put faith in that. Have you ever been homeless?
Not for a very long time.
Because you put that out there that that's not going to happen again. You are pulling up. This is pulling up for you, all of those fears.
Yep.
You cannot go back to the past. If you want to, that's fine. No one's going to stop. Why would you want to go back to where you were? Why would you want to go back to a place when you were homeless? You don't want that. So you have it already in your head. Failure is not an option. If I'm moving, I'm moving, and I'm moving into a nicer place.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Take a deep breath. I want you to visualize a grounding cord going all the way down from your hips. A nice large cord from your hips going all the way down into the center of this earth. And just blow out everything that's been bothering you, upset, blow it into the center of the earth. Mother Earth is going to transmute all of that energy that's been accumulating in you to get you to this point, transmute it into healing energy, so that when you breathe it back in, it's all this golden white pink light.
Okay.
Trauma happens, and it's something that pushes us to keep moving forward. But you got to release it. At the very least, you just have to release the energy, even if you don't instantly feel the shift or instantly feel better. Energetically, you've got to release it down to the center of the earth, just like when you have to sit on the toilet and pee. When you got to pee, you got to pee. And it can either go down or it can somehow, it somehow goes back down. That's what you got to do with your energy also.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to get disconnected here shortly. I try and keep an eye on the clock so that we don't get cut off mid-sentence.
Yeah.
So if you want to schedule anything privately with me, my information is on the show page to do that. And then also, contact Ruby, RUBBIZ as in zebra, fire, FIRE, rubiesfire.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Or if you contact, because you can go to my show page, you can get all my information, contact me, and then I can also then through that direction point you over to Ruby.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Your angels are going to be around you tonight sleeping with you. So you will have peaceful sleep tonight. And any dreams that you have are going to be precognitive dreams on your direction in life.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Get a hold of us if you need us.
Okay, I will.
Get a hold of us if you need us.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to end the show, everyone. I appreciate all of your calls coming in. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to all of the call lines. I'm trying to put everybody back on the phone. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't want to get, I hate being mid-sentence and then bam, you get cut off. So I really appreciate everyone calling in. I intend to have another Validate the Messages in with Validate the Messages Within again tomorrow night, same time, same place. It's 9 o'clock my time, 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Eastern to tune in. Check out my Facebook and get in touch with me. I do this to support you on your journey through your sorrows, through your joys. We're all in this together. Private appointments, payment is optional. I'm not doing this gain anything other than being a support to you and to everyone on this planet. You got to start somewhere. And if that's with just one person calling into the show and I can help them, then I've done my part. So hope everyone has a great night and enjoy the equinox this weekend, okay? If I don't see or hear from you, enjoy the night. Good night.